Let us pray. O God of peace, who hast taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be our strength. By the might of thy Spirit, lift us, we pray thee, to thy presence, where we may be still and know that thou art God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Every time I read today's gospel lesson, I want to cheer for Peter. He finally got it right. He knew the right answer. He gets it wrong so many times. Through the gospel, we can read examples of Peter, brash, excited to be following Jesus, loving Jesus, but just not quite getting it. But this time, he knew the right answer when Jesus asked, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter knew the answer. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus praised him, saying, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." Jesus went on to tell Peter that he will be the rock on which the church is built. He will be given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Peter's confession of Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, is foundational to the development of the church. And then, within the next three verses that we read, Jesus has called Peter Satan, and he's a stumbling block because his mind is set on human things instead of divine things. Peter had no time to bask in the glory of knowing the right answer. And this reminds me of a story. There was gridlock at the entrance to heaven. And finally, Jesus decides that he needs to go and sort out the congestion at the pearly gates. So he comes to the gates and he decides to simplify the admissions process to a one-question test. First in line was a Baptist. And Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" The Baptist starts to reply, "Well, the Bible says," and Jesus interrupts him and says, "No, I want to know who you say that I am. Please step aside." The second up is a Catholic. And Jesus asked the same question, "Who do you say that I am?" And the Catholic starts his reply and says, "The church teaches that." Once again, Jesus interrupts and says, "No, I want to know who you say that I am. Please step aside." The next one in line is an Episcopalian. The same question is asked, "Who do you say that I am?" The Episcopalian answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus is surprised. This is the exact right answer. He's impressed that the Episcopalian knows the answer. And just as Jesus is about to invite him into heaven, the Episcopalian pauses and says, "But on the other hand..." Like the Episcopalian in the story, Peter was right. He knew who Jesus was, and then in the next moment, his mind was back on human things. We are all flawed human beings, but we can know the nature of God in Christ. It can be revealed to us. How do we know? How do we know we are on the right path when we know the Messiah, the Son of the living God? In the reading from Exodus that we heard this morning, Pharaoh thought he knew how to keep the Israelites from increasing in number and growing more powerful, gaining the ability to escape and fight alongside his enemies. He ordered the midwives, Shiphrah and Puah, that when a baby boy was born to a Hebrew woman, to kill the baby but let the girls live. Now, when we hear about a person in the Bible by name, not just a man, we know to pay attention because they're important. And even more so when that named person is a woman. So we know that Shiphrah and Puah are important to the story. What Pharaoh didn't know about was the faith of the midwives. They knew God and listened to God's word, not Pharaoh's word. They let the baby boys live, and when asked by Pharaoh why they did it, they made up a story about the Hebrew women giving birth too quickly before they could arrive. When Pharaoh then ordered that all the Hebrew baby boys be thrown in the Nile, it was again the women who outfoxed him. When Moses was born, his mother hid him as long as she could, then put him in a basket in the river. And it was Pharaoh's daughter who pulled him from the river and then raised him as her own. Pharaoh thought he knew how to overcome the Israelite people by eliminating the boys. But God worked through the women, the midwives, Moses' mother and sister, and Pharaoh's daughter, to save and raise the leader that would gain power and lead the Israelites out of Egypt. When I feel certain that I know what is right, that I know I'm on the right path, doing the right thing, I think about a sermon that I heard at an ordination service a few years ago. Bishop Keith Sloan from the Diocese of Alabama was preaching, and he talked about knowing that you're right. He told a story about when he was a young man serving as a leader at a summer camp, believing that he knew what he was doing. He knew what was right. And then he discovered he was wrong. He asked the congregation to remember the phrase, "I could be wrong." When we are certain about something being right, the right answer, the right way, the right path, we should pause and think, I could be wrong. As you pause, take a breath and open your heart to listen for God's word. And in that pause, we might come to know more fully what is revealed to us by God. Like Pharaoh and Peter, when we are certain that we know by our own human knowledge what is right, we tend to find out that we didn't really know. I thought about this recently when I was doing yard work. I was watering the plants growing along our back fence. It's a wrought iron fence, and on the other side of it is an open field. It's kind of a green belt with a little stream running through it. As I watered, I saw a really interesting looking rock just on the outside of the fence, right up next to it. The rock was about half the size of a football, and it was covered with mud. It was such an interesting shape that I just knew it would be a great rock to pick up and maybe set on my patio. I could be wrong. I decided to spray it with the garden hose to see what it looked like under the mud. And as I sprayed it with the water, that rock began to move a little bit. And then a small head poked out of one end, and the legs poked out the sides. And the turtle who was looking at me seemed about as startled as I was just before he moved away back toward the little stream. When it comes to human knowledge, what we think we know is not always what it seems. How do you know you've gotten it right? How do you know you are following Jesus? Have you ever thought that you were following Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, only to discover that you don't quite have it right? When Peter got it right, when he knew, When the midwives, Shiphrah and Puah, knew to disobey the commands of Pharaoh, it wasn't because their minds were on human things. As Jesus said to Peter, "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." They did not know by relying on what they could learn through human learning and understanding. They knew because it was revealed to them by God. We can see with our eyes and hear with our ears, to learn and observe, to gain human knowledge, but to know the truth of who Jesus is, that is revealed to us by the Father. Amen.